Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Debbie Monterey, and we've tackled all the serious topics this morning. So now we get to look ahead and have a fun weekend from an Americana music festival to a spirited cocktail party, Juneteenth celebrations to soapbox races, St. Louis neighborhood events on point this weekend. It's time for our weekly check-in with Kat Neville from Explore St. Louis.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store.
Well, good morning, Kat.
Good
Thank
morning.
You so much for coming in.
I'm happy to be the color commentator.
Well, it's always so good to see your smiling face. And let's kick off what we're doing. First off, Twang Fest. Got something to listen to here.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah.
That is Black Joe Lewis. He's one of the members of the lineup.
So Twang Fest is actually, it's presented by our friends over at Urban Chestnut Brewing Company. It's going to be at Off Broadway. And so it's all the way until June 10th. Tonight, it's going to be headlined by James McMurray. Tomorrow, it's going to be Nadine. And then Saturday is going to be the Waco Brothers. It is just a fun lineup of great music. And I want to say that there's also, if you're not able to make it this weekend, the Saturday sessions are actually put on by Twang Fest, and that's held every Saturday in Tower Grove Park at the Tower Grove Farmers Market all the way through July 29th. So if you don't get to go this weekend, pop over to the market on Saturday in Tower Grove, and you'll be able to catch some music.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Right in my neck of the
woods. That's why I'm here.
I think it's great that there's so much live music in town, and even if you've never heard of a band or that kind of music, it's fun just to discover it and go, oh, that's
we are
really
a music
interesting
city. There is music every single day of the week in St. Louis.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about Juneteenth, because there's a lot of, I mean, Juneteenth, I know, is supposed to be one day, but we've stretched it out.
Of course, absolutely. It's a wonderful celebration. And so if you head to the Del Mar Loop, there's on June 10th, there's going to be live art, mural painting, performances by the Red and Black Brass Band, which if you've never heard them, they are so fun.
Oh, I will love them forever, because during the pandemic, they would march down my street.
Oh.
And it brought so much joy to all the people in their homes.
And their music is so joyful. And like I walked into a blues game, and they were playing in the lobby of the Enterprise Center, and it just lit up the entire space. But
they
digress.
Opened Circus Flora with a parade through Grand Center.
So fun. Yeah. They're the best. So anyway, they're going to be at the Juneteenth celebration. So from 11 to 12:30, it's the kickoff, and that is at the Market in the Loop. And then from 1 to 8, it is music. But from 6 to 8, none other than Steve Ewing from The Urge. He and Steve's Hot Dogs.
Right.
I mean, come on, Steve's Hot Dogs. But he is actually going to be doing a tribute to Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Really, I can't miss. It's going to be super fun.
I don't know if you heard Debbie's recent report she did on the revival of cocktails. So this next event is really right along that alley, the Central West End Cocktail Party.
That's right. I mean, the entire world has St. Louis to thank for cocktail parties. The very first one was held here in St. Louis in 1917 on Lindell Boulevard. And so this is just a celebration of the cocktail. Yes, the cocktail is back. And so this is the 7th annual Central West End Cocktail Party. There's going to be a cocktail competition, live entertainment, obviously food, lots of drinks, local bars and restaurants. It's going to be just a lot of fun. I mean, you can't go wrong with being in the beautiful Central West End with a cocktail in your hand.
Absolutely. I love the Central West End. But wait, tell us more about this first cocktail party. Do we know who? Why it was the first?
Yes, Mrs. Julius S. Walsh Jr. She just held a cocktail. So that's not the first time a cocktail was made. That is the first time that there was like this cocktail party. And if you kind of remember history, it's like right on the edge of Prohibition. And so when you kind of think about the time frame, you know, the first cocktail party, and then all of a sudden you end up with like bathtub gin and flappers and all this fun stuff. So yes.
I wonder what kind of cocktails Mrs. Walsh.
I know.
I mean, I would guess they were classic cocktails. Probably lots of like whiskey and gin. I don't know. Let me look it up, and maybe next week I can bring you some details.
All right.
Good.
Well, soapbox derby. We hear that phrase a lot, you know, soapbox derby or get up on your soapbox. But there is an actual soapbox derby in St. Louis.
There is. It's on the hill and they race down Macklin Avenue. It's been happening for the past 15 years. In that kind of like format, but there have been soapbox derbies on the hill. They used to actually race down Highway 40 in the 1950s. Yes. So this is open to boys and girls between the ages of 7 and 18. And there are stock and super stock. If you know what that means, I don't exactly know what that means, but that's what they are. So I'm sure it's the style of car. So this race is taking place. It's a ton of fun, but then the winners are eligible to move on to the World Championship Finals, and those are held every August at Derby Downs in Akron, Ohio, and that's where hundreds of kids from around the country are going to be competing. So this is kind of like, you know, a way to make it to the World Championships.
You say it's for fun, but I'm sure there's some hardcore dads out there that have worked on these soapboxes.
I am sure of it. Yes.
Just like the Boy Scout competition, which I had to participate in many times. Do we know, are they motorized? Do they pedal them? How does it work?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, is it like a Flintstones mobile with your feet?
My guess is that it's like all different kinds of ways to, like if you want to win, you're probably going to have a motor in it, I would assume. But I don't know. We should find that out.
Okay, so
next week, cocktails, soapbox. Got it.
All right. Well, we have some more music for you. Oh, that's not the music I was going for. We already heard that music. All right. This is the music we were looking for.
This is the story of a love that flourished in a time of hate. Of lovers now tyranny could separate.
Wow. Okay. That is from Aida, which kicks off Stages St. Louis's summer season.
Yes.
I'm going on Saturday. I can't wait.
Oh, fun.
I've never seen it. I have no idea. I'm ready to be entertained.
So the music is from Elton John and Tim Rice. It is Grammy winning and Tony Award winning. And yes, it's kicking off the season at Stages. So obviously this is a Disney tale, you know, a love triangle, Nubian princess stolen from her country. It's a dramatic Disney tale that is going to be brought to life at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center, which if you've not had a chance to see this new art center in Kirkwood, it is beautiful. It's really a wonderful venue, and it's great to see kind of like this new arts venue kind of like being erected where Stages is there, but then there are other arts organizations that are able to use that as well. But I think that we actually heard from, you know,
our producer, James O'Sullivan.
Yes, there are no motors in soapbox cars.
Just to clarify.
It's gravity. So no, thank you for clarifying because I was like, I don't know.
I mean,
you have to build a motor in, that sounds very technical.
That's the problem when you come in and talk to us. It's like we have too many questions. It's our job. But
that's
wait,
good.
Let me ask some more questions.
Well, it's good, and it's good to have the answers.
we do have to wrap up, but we do want to mention, speaking of arts, that Grand Center in St. Louis has been recognized by Forbes.
So actually, not to toot the Explore St. Louis horn, but I'm going to toot the horn. We actually organized the media tour that brought the writer in. And so we brought them all around to Grand Center, so the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, the Contemporary, Pulitzer, all through the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, Walls Off Washington, but we also went to Opera Theater of St. Louis, the Black Rep, St. Louis Art Museum, took them up in the arch. That's part of what we do at Explore St. Louis is we engage the media in telling the broader story of what's happening here in St. Louis. So I am absolutely thrilled with the results of having that. And I had no idea. Chad's the writer. I had no idea that he was going to say that Grand Center is like the up and coming arts district in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah. Huge. Well,
that is huge. And I would agree.
I would agree too.
so much to do, so little time.
Yes. Yay, St. Louis.
That is Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis joining us on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.